Hello and welcome to Fat Chat, the podcast that says, screw it, let's do it. And this week we're going to be asking ourselves and you the question, what are you putting off?
I'm George from Full of Figure, Full of Bust, and I'm hoping to die full of chocolate and not full of regrets.
And I'm Hayley from Curves and Curls, and I no longer let my body stop me from doing things. Mainly I don't do them because I just can't be asked.
Amen. Once again, it is just the two of us. We are still in Turkey. Yes, we've been here for a while. It is great. But that means that we are away from Rivki, who is still on an amazing staycation in the UK. So yeah, the two of us are in Turkey, and we also feel like we've kind of regressed with the old podcast recording. Yeah. We started off in a gorgeous, lovely, fancy studio in Nottingham, and we are now huddled together.
COVID meant we did it like remotely by phone, and now we're smushed up next to each other on
around
a
microphone, yeah, with like various devices propped up to read from. No producer in sight, no soundproofing. So apologies if the sound is a little different. Hopefully it's still clear and lovely, and fear not, this is not forever.
Of course, as you know, we have an amazing Patreon where you can listen to lots more episodes, get lots of extra content, and just generally join and support our squishterhood. So please head to Patreon and search for Fat Chat, or have a look in our episode notes if you want to join. And of course, we are on social media. Hit us up at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
This week's episode has sort of been prompted by the things that we are doing at our retreat in Turkey. So obviously, last week's podcast was all about that. So if you haven't listened, do go back and have a listen. The aim of this week is to sort of encourage a more positive attitude towards one's body. The lovely ladies that join us on this retreat are sort of immersed immediately in a world where we are there in our fanciest, smallest, amazing bikinis, talking very nicely about ourselves and each other, not really adhering to the like sort of knee-jerk reactions that diet culture can sometimes bring with that, like, oh, you look really nice, say, oh, I feel really fat and bloated, oh, would you like some more food, oh, actually I overindulged yesterday, I should probably go for a run. We don't do any of that bullshit here. Like, it is all just like living happily in our bodies. Our bodies are meant for living now.
Also, just the women who've come on the retreat, a lot of the time the reason that they're here is because they have decided that some of the things they've been told they can't do until they change their body, they're no longer going to listen to. Mm-hmm. So they've decided that they're going on a like summery, beachy, bikini wearing holiday in a safe space for the first time. Like, that's what they want. They've decided they want to wear the things. They've decided they want to jump off the boat. They've decided they want to do all of those things that maybe they've always been told they have to wait until they're smaller to do. And this is not something we just encounter at Azir. Like, obviously this happens a lot. Those of you in the Fat Chat community on Facebook, we'll see frequently people talk about either things that they've been putting off and they're finally doing and how amazingly freeing and emancipating that is. Mm-hmm. Or they're saying, oh, can I do this? Am I okay to do this in my body? What will this be like in my body? And I think what's happened is we want the community, the podcast, the retreat to be about figuring out ways you can do things, even if there has to be a bit of a workaround because you're plus size. Mm-hmm. Rather than saying, can I do it or can I not? Yes, you can probably do it. You might have to do it a slightly different way. And so I think today we just wanted to talk a little bit about, why do we feel like that? Mm. Why do we feel like we have to wait for our bodies to adhere to some sort of set of rules before we can do things?
Yeah, definitely. And if we sort of hark back to our amazing live recording that we did at the Soho Boulevard Theatre, that was very much touching on things that we have been told in the media, things that films and TV shows and everything, what all of those are presenting to us. This idea that happiness only comes when you are a lot thinner, smaller, longer haired, longer nailed, yeah, prettier, feminine, everything. And the characters that we see in those things who don't have those things, they are not the main event. They are not the leading lady, or they have to change before they come that.
This, oh my God, whole, so much.
It's hammered home all the time. And then it obviously creeps into how we interact with people in our everyday lives, how we view ourselves, how we view our bodies, and also just generally diet culture and this idea that, like, are you summer body ready? Don't have another summer where you aren't somebody ready and you haven't dropped those pounds and fit in your bikini and this and that. And people around us, like, it's just those tiny little bits of language, those tiny little things that we all say every time someone's lost weight, we congratulate them without thinking about why that might have happened. Like, just everything we do just feeds into this idea. And before you know it, you're sat there 40 years old, never having worn a bikini, never having had an amazing beach holiday, and thinking, why the fuck am I feeling like this?
Yeah, and it's all those makeover movies that tell us, like, when the girl blows her hair out and, like, takes off the glasses and usually loses the weight, all of a sudden she's desirable, she's got a cool friend, she's doing cool things. And then by the end, we realize that she hasn't really changed at all. She's still got the same heart. But I'm like, why did she have to have this transformation first? Mm-hmm. Lots of people with all sorts of different bodies, or who wear glasses, or who have short hair, or who dress in a feminine way or a masculine way, or whatever you look like, however you're presenting now, it doesn't preclude you from being happy or being able to do whatever you want in your body. And it's just those powerful stories that we've been told from the beginning of time, that we have to be a certain way, that are stopping us. Most of the time, it's not actually our body. It's just what other people will think, or what we've been taught is acceptable for our body type.
And I think this so feeds into the question that Hayley and I get asked all the time, which is, how are you so confident? How are you so brave? How do you do that? Because we've skipped a few steps. We haven't had the amazing transformation, and yet somehow we are still living really full lives.
We have had the transformation, and it's going to sound really lame, but we've had it inside. Like, you know,
not inside prison.
You, inside of you. How I long to be, how I long to be inside you.
Shout out if you know that.
And it's creepy that we're in the same room right now.
And inside each other.
We're not. I feel like I need to make that clear. But but it's because that transformation can sometimes be internal. And I'm not saying, you know, we say this all the time on the podcast, like, it's your body, you do what you want. If you feel the need to change it, as long as you're doing it in a healthy and respectful way for your to yourself, we're all for it, whatever you need to do. But we're telling you that to do those things you want to do in your life, whether it's traveling, whether it's wearing certain things, whether it's trying certain sexual positions, you do not have to wait. You can do it now. We are living proof that you don't have to be in a stereotypical society accepted body to do a lot of things. So over the course of this episode, we're both going to talk a little bit about things that we didn't used to want to do because we were held back by our feelings about our bodies that maybe we've shirked off in the meantime, and also about things that we still struggle with because we haven't completed this. We haven't fought the mega boss on the last level and are, like, free of all body hang-ups. We still live with them, and some of you guys will be further along the road than us, or some of you will find certain things easy and others of you won't. And I think just being open, super important.
Definitely.
We've said we're going to be quite open and transparent here. What did you not used to do? What did you not used to feel comfortable doing? What were you putting off until your body got smaller before? What have you done in the past?
So it's something I've touched on in a previous episode, but a few years ago, prior to getting married, I lost a few kilos, and I'd always told myself before that, like, I always knew when I was getting, like, when I was getting married, I would need to lose weight. I just went into autopilot after I got engaged. I wonder if I'd have sat back and really thought about it, whether I would actually have done it, because I was pretty happy in my body. But it was like, no, but I've done that. That thing has happened, so I need to do the next thing. And also, I'd always told myself I wanted my belly button pierced and to wear string bikini bottoms and have all these tattoos. And I said in that episode how I lost the weight, I gained the weight back, and then some. But then I did all of those things I've been putting off, not the belly button piercing, but, like, the tattoos, the string bikinis. And I realised that it was never about the weight, because even when I was slimmer, I never sort of saw myself as being the right size. And I think that comes into it a lot. When is it going to be enough for you to keep changing your body? When are you going to look at it and go, okay, well, I'm done with all of the renovations that I need to make? Because you're always going to be, there's always going to be something. Maybe your hair isn't quite the right length. Maybe you've gotten that bit older that you're like, oh, well, I shouldn't be wearing that now anyway, because I'm 15 years into this diet and I finally got rid of that last 200 grams that I promised myself. My body doesn't look quite like I thought it would. I'm that bit older and now probably I shouldn't wear the bikini. And it's like, oh, you have to do it. Your mind and your body are always going to be changing. You're never going going to be that version of yourself that maybe you wanted to recapture. So that to me was a bit of an eye-opener. That
it sounds almost like instead of the body changes mattering, it was like giving yourself permission to do things instead of being like, oh, I have to wait until I can wear those string bikini bottoms or whatever. You decided, I'm going to take the permission for myself. I'm going to do it because I can.
Yeah, definitely. And it was about realizing that no one cared as much as me about whether or not I had a bit more flesh out. You know, we said this a lot on podcasts, but I'm going to say it again. People can tell you're fat whether or not you're wearing less clothes or more clothes. They will just see the flesh of you, not the thinly veiled flesh. You just have to get to that headspace. And I'm not saying that's easy or it was easy for me to get to. And, you know, there are some days even on this retreat that I'm like, oh, I don't really fancy wearing my tiny little bikini bottoms today where my tummy rolls them over.
When did that happen? Oh, today. But then you were super active today. She was running all over the place. Like, God knows what we would have seen, because we had photo shoot today at the retreat, and my job is to shout at everybody about the time, and it's George's job to like run around with props and posing. And if you've been wearing the small ones, I think we would have gotten a right look up here at one point.
That's exactly why, you know. And Hayley's just there being the voice of, you know, beautiful calm and reason and logic, as always. But yeah, it's still sometimes I do sort of, oh no, I shouldn't wear that. But people can tell what my body may not look like, and most of them don't really care. And if they do really care, it's all over the internet anyway, so what can I do? It's not exactly a hidden secret. But yeah, it's taken me a while to get to that place where I just go, well, if I want to do it, I may as well. What's the worst thing that can happen?
Completely.
What about you? What have you been putting off?
I mean, I think for me, one of the biggest things that I put off and I like then thought, what the fuck am I doing, was dating. Anyone I'd ever, you know, sort of been with before, I'd always met in like more organic situations. And then when I realized I probably needed to try dating sites and stuff like that in order to like meet someone, at first I was just really, really terrified. I think I said this on the dating episode. I was like, oh, I'm not like unattractive, and I'm like funny and interesting to talk to, I think, to a certain extent. I can get why people would like me, but I'm just grateful to the people who can like see past the flaw that is my body and still fancy me because of the other good things I have going for me, which was like a really crazy way of looking at it, because it's just really sad. You immediately start in a deficit where you're like, oh, I'm so lucky this person has done that. And so I think when I was going to like go on dating sites where it's largely like based on aesthetics and physical attraction initially, because it's like picture based, like with things like Tinder, I just really felt uncomfortable because I was like, these people don't know me, so they're not going to know the good things about me. They're just going to be looking at like a picture and they're going to see that I'm fat, and then they're not going to want me, and it's just going to be awful. And like, it has been awful, because dating is just awful a lot of the time. I'm sure not for everybody, but I've had some really good dates as well. To be perfectly honest, it was just my belief that I had to change before I could do that. And it meant that I put it off for a really long time. I was telling George earlier, I went on a date not long after I'd kind of had a sort of breakup, and then that date did not go well, and I was like, oh well, I tried, and then I just didn't do anything more about it for like a year or two. And that was just a really good excuse for me. Oh well, I did try once. Okay. No, that's not really good enough. And I think so much of it was just to do with feeling like, well, I'll date when I'm a little bit smaller, I'll just lose this amount, or I'll just try and go on a diet. And that really was the headspace. And then over that period of those 2 years, I really immersed myself in like body positive and body confident spaces, and started to realize that actually the thing that terrified me about dating was that the person wouldn't know what I looked like properly. So what I had to do was just make sure that I had a really honest representation of myself on a good day, obviously. Not like, you know, George knows what I look like when I wake up in the morning. It ain't pretty. But like, you know, good pictures, but none that weren't a true reflection of what I look like. Mm-hmm. And also I just started to realize that like, it wasn't crazy that somebody could be attracted to me. And it's stupid, because obviously I'd had real raw evidence, data of this, like data of this, like people had like, you know, people had fucked me, people had hit on me, you know, I'd had a good time.
Exclusives on here, folks.
I still had this problem believing that anyone could see past my weight. I was like, well, he was really special that he could see that. Like, fuck it, no, he wasn't. He was a knobhead. And like,
there are
plenty more knobheads in the sea. So yeah, so for me, like, so I think if you're waiting for your body to change, also, if you are like any of the rest of us who have been on the dieting and regaining weight cycle. If you meet someone when you're at your very smallest, I hate to break it to you, but there's a really good chance you're going to go up again weight-wise. Just bite the bullet right now. However you look, however you are, there's someone out there who will want you, mm-hmm. and you'll want them back. So I'm told.
Yeah, I promise. There is. It's such a thing. I think dating is going to be one of the biggest ones for people. And we see it in the Fat Chat community. A lot of people on there telling us stories about the dates and the reactions and like absolutely horrific things that happen that are out there, but also the fear that they have that when they are dating, it will just be, oh my God, he will see I'm fat and then what?
Also, what amazes me is that week after week, there's somebody posting being like, guys, I'm on a dating site and this really nice looking guy who I really fancy likes me and went on a date. And however that ends up, whether that's great or, you know, whether it doesn't go anywhere, the point is that it's happening to all of you all the time, apparently. Loads of you come on and be like, you know, I met this guy on such and such a site and I couldn't believe that he wanted to. Well, you should believe it because it's happening every fucking mm-hmm. week.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And of course it's happening mm-hmm. because you're all fucking gorgeous.
And if we look at even the cross section of women that we've got on this retreat, we've got married women, we've got women in long-term relationships, we've got single women, we've got one who's just gone on her third date.
And we've got another who will kill any man that comes near her, and we respect her most of all.
You know what I mean?
No, it's not George.
Yeah, just my people. We have a cross-section of ages, a cross-section. Hello, mm-hmm. Sean Connery. Mm-hmm. A cross-section of sizes and a cross-section of experiences. And that's nothing, there's no common denominator. It isn't all of the slimmer ones are going through that. Everyone is a different size and going through something. No one had to con anyone or do anything like that. You just have to believe that you are worthy at whatever size, at whatever age, to have those shared experiences that we all have. You can wear the string bikini bottoms. You can go on a dating site. And it's so hard to get into your head. And it is something that, as Hayley and I say a lot, you know, it's not a degree and you have it and you feel good in your body and you won't ever put things off.
You have to work at it.
You have to remind yourself, you have to surround yourself with good people. You have to be in groups. Like, a lot of the women here love that they come on these retreats and then they have these friends who've shared this experience with them, but also maybe they are another plus size friend or
you
a friend who gets
it. You have to listen to this podcast.
You have to listen to this podcast. You have to tell your other friends about this podcast.
Actually, yeah, if you could do one thing for us this week. I'm serious. Why are you laughing? Please hand out this podcast as a prescription for your mm-hmm. friends who are feeling sad mm-hmm. about their bodies, who are constantly dieting. Just ask them to listen to the first episode mm-hmm. and let's just very slowly mm-hmm. and very in a very ridiculous way change the world.
Break them in.
So, George, you have just been super evangelical mm-hmm. about all the things you can do in your body right now. Mm-hmm. Are there any things that you think you're still putting off until your body is different, smaller, fitter, mm-hmm. whatever?
There's a few things that I teeter on and like kind of do and sometimes fill in the headspace to do. And there are definite things that I'm putting off.
I was like, like, what if you want to be a body double for Vin Diesel? Like, yeah. You probably have to put that off until your body's changed a bit.
No, I just think shave my head. Like, it should be all right.
I didn't know feed you had more such tattoos. Massive tits.
Well, there we go. So definitely there are things that even now, like I feel like when Hayley asked me this, it felt really up my own anus. But like, I am a little like...
Jesus, that was graphic. I don't know why. Like, I'm just imagining being up Vin Diesel's bumhole.
There aren't that many things that I feel I now put off. I feel like I've always been a confident person. I was a confident child. I'm a confident adult. And I do wear and do most things and try out most things. But there are certain things that I teeter on. For example, and I'm sure you guys can relate to this, there are certain friends that I feel very comfortable around, could wear, say, do anything, have them take photos of me, film me for like, if you're a friend of mine, you will have to take an outfit photo of me at some point.
Let's take a moment for amazing friends who just make us feel so comfortable all the time.
Yeah, and a moment for those friends who now have no thumbprint because it's permanently glued to the button on my phone taking photos. But yeah, there are friends, and you know what, it's no one's fault if you don't feel that way around them. But I don't know, sometimes my slimmer friends, even though they're really good friends, I'm like, but do they judge me for this? Would I wear a string bikini around you? And like, would you be looking at me in like a horrible way? And you know, there are some friends that I do rein it in a bit around in terms of like what I wear, and maybe I wouldn't wear certain outfits. And there are certain friends like Hayley, I will let it all hang out. And you know what? I mean, she was the slimmer friend.
I wish you just put something on to record the podcast at least.
Hayley, what are you putting off from being slimmer? Well, I wouldn't have to see George half naked all the time, for one. When I go to the gym, I often will wear like jazzy, very little cords. That's because I have a tan right now, and I'm a better person with a tan. I feel more confident with a tan. But like, come the winter, I do get a little bit self-conscious about my body. I do think, oh, people are just going to look at me and think I'm just here to like shift the weight over Christmas. And like, I get into my own head about stuff. Believe it or not, the person you see on Instagram who's always in the brightly coloured cohorts, she goes into a little bit of hiding in the winter. Mm. And that's something I need to work on. There are some things that I really don't do. And one of those things is, if I go on a night out and everyone's getting up and dancing, I feel like I can't. I don't really like dancing. I can't move my body, as Hayley would say, in a compelling manner.
No, I don't say that. It's Katia from Drag Race. He's like, RuPaul, I'm sorry if you don't listen to Drag Race, please just skip forward by 10 seconds. RuPaul says to Katia, can you dance? And and Katia's like, I can move my body in a compelling way. It usually compels people to leave the room.
Wait, that is me. But yeah, I get really self-conscious. I think my fat is just swinging around, and like, I can't move. There's too much jiggle. There's too much stuff. If I start shaking, it carries on shaking, and I don't know how to make it stop. And I get very in my head, and that is something I would like to let go a bit more. And at weddings, just get up and dance, because no one gives a fuck. No one is looking at you. They're thinking about themselves. They're recording an Instagram story, and that's that.
Also, like, lots of people cannot dance. Mm-hmm. Like, a dance floor at a white wedding is pretty much like one of the most hilarious, embarrassing, wonderful things.
It looks
in
like
the
those
world.
Things outside car garages in America. Yeah. The arms that are like, that flail their arms
Some
around.
Some of them look like that. Others of them look like two boys fighting in the sack. I think that's more my look. Like, obviously, big bodies don't make for bad dancers. Mm-hmm. But it's just, no. I mean, hello, Lizzo.
I mean,
like, hello, all of Lizzo's backup dancers ever, who are just the hottest. Fucking bitches on the planet.
Hello, Lauren Buckle, who's
Hello,
on this retreat.
Hello, Lauren Buckle, who we shouted out last week and whose head is going to explode if we shout her out any more times. Yeah, there are lots of big women who can really fucking move.
Mm-hmm.
And as Lizzo says,
can't.
I'm a thick bitch, I need tempo.
I wish I had the tempo. Yeah, that's definitely one I'd like to get better at, and I need to make a vow to just be like, fuck it, I don't have rhythm, but I can still give it a go. And the other thing is a sexual thing.
You've gone really high.
It's a sexual thing. Oh. Hello to all the dogs. I'm a little bit scared of reverse cowgirl, the sex position. I'm worried about how my body will do that, how my body will look from that angle. If I can't do it quick enough, is Robbie just going to lose his erection because I'm fumbling around up there with things the wrong way around?
Like, don't feel that expert in it.
Yeah, and I'm too scared to try now, and I'm too, like, I just... Yeah, I see it in all the porns. I want to give it a go. Maybe.
All right. Well, I think that's your homework. I don't want to know how it goes, really.
You will know.
I will find out, but I don't want to. It's just all I'm saying. I want that recorded here today. Timestamp. Thank you. I mean, yeah, I don't really like getting on top, but I can't decide whether that's because I worry about how my body would look or just because I'm really fucking lazy.
It's the theme of the podcast, Hayley.
I've said on the sex episode of the podcast, I'm like more submissive in bed than I am in any other aspect of my life. And so do not fucking start. I also feel like I'm fumbling around a bit up there, that there's like a lot of stuff getting in the way, like tummies and boobs. I think also perhaps it's because my partners for like the last long while have been of the more casual variety, and my body's changed in that time. So then you're like less, you know, it would be like trying something for the first time, even though it isn't, because it's with a new partner
in a body
that you're not that familiar with.
They say, like, you've got 15 minutes to make an impression or something. So, you know, make it count, Hayley.
I'm sorry, 15 minutes? I do not think. I said this in the tattooing episode, and I think sometimes body modification and what we think we can and can't do. Like, we've seen a lot of women in the Fat Chat group talking about thigh tattoos.
Yeah.
And for a lot of women, that's like a really big thing. Both George and I have quite large thigh tattoos.
They are a big thing.
Yeah. Like, I mean, obviously we've got a lot of thigh.
One of the plus sides to being fat.
Yeah.
Body
all
to
that
tattoo.
Space.
Yeah.
for a lot of women, like, thighs are that are those problem areas and, like, inverted commas. For me, like, I've never had a problem with my legs particularly, but I've felt for a very long time self-conscious of my sides. I never wanted basically any tattoos that weren't on my torso, like on the front of my torso, because I still to this day have issues with my tummy. I feel self-conscious about it. The thought of being like, I've got this new tattoo, and then having to show it to people and, like, expose my midriff was just so appalling to me. And yet this is the joy sometimes. Like, Instagram is literally the bane of my existence a lot of the time, but sometimes it shows you amazing things. And of late, I've seen quite a few women with bodies really similar to mine, with tattoos on the side of their body, and I really would like to get that done. And I don't want it to be, I mean, COVID has put a fucking major spanner in the tattoo works. George and I had big plans this year.
Big
fucking massive plans. Yeah, and, like, those have been scuppered. But,
well,
like,
we're in Turkey and Nutter's here.
Oh, Jesus Christ. If you don't remember Nutter, please refer back to the tattoo episode. And then we expect to get 7 DMs saying, do not fucking go near that man. But yeah, so that's definitely something that, even still today, to this moment, I'm like, even the thought of getting that part of my body out for long enough in the tattoo parlor is still quite intimidating. Mm-hmm. Like George says, around her, around these girls here, around lots of people, it wouldn't be. But I'm like, what if I go to a tattoo artist and I don't know them? And what if they're judgmental? And what if the other people in the parlors are like, you know, that thing that people say when they're judging, which is like, well, I wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. Or, well, if I was her, I wouldn't wear that. Mm-hmm. It's that. It's mm-hmm. that voice, mm-hmm. which is no longer my voice. Mm-hmm. It's other people's voices. But it's learning to
drown
listen to
it
that.
Out.
Completely, yeah. Not listen to that. We'd really love to hear from you guys about what are some of the things that you've been putting off doing that you're thinking about doing now. What are some things that you have done which you didn't think you ever could do? And we also would just like to end off today just speaking you through a few of the reasons why it's just never too late to, like, own your body as it is now and to just try some of the things, do some of the things you've been putting off.
It's cliche. It's said a lot. It's on fridge magnets, it's on t-shirts, it's on bumper stickers, but it's so fucking true. Life is too damn short. You cannot put things off. What if your situation changes tomorrow? What if you die tomorrow? What if anything happens and you...
What if those endless diets don't work and this is the body? This is your body right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Get on with it.
Yeah, because there will always be something you want to change. You are forever growing older and circumstances are changing. You don't have enough time. You don't have enough summers. If COVID has taught us anything, it is that there is not enough time.
There's
because
no
everyone had plans for this year that they weren't able to do. Imagine if it's like that for the rest of your life. You just keep putting things off. No, please stop putting stuff off. Life is too friggin' short.
Also, just think about where some of these rules and these regulations and what you can and can't do with your body are coming from. So many of them are just steeped in patriarchal bullshit. And they are just about, like, subservience and about what we do and don't think femininity should be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when you think you can't do something, have a really good think about why you think that. Why can't you wear that? Why can't you get on top? Why can't you get that tattoo? Why can't you have the bikini holiday? Have a think about where that story is coming from and then decide whether it's really true. Yes, there are some things that are much harder to do in a bigger body, but can you not do them? Is it just more difficult?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you just being told that you shouldn't do them? Because we have no time for this patriarchy. Mm-hmm. We have no time for these fucking bullshit narrow beauty standards. Mm-hmm. In the bin.
Mm-hmm. As we say every week, the best diet you can go on is a social media diet. Fill your timeline with people who look like you, who are living the life that you've decided that you are not deserving of living in that body. Because I promise
they're living
you,
proof that you can do it.
We are living proof that you can do it. We get messages all the time. I was feeling so bad about myself and then I saw you and you have such a similar body to me and you show me that I can live and exist and do that and wear that. Like, find those people.
And we are learning from other people. We are not the top of this, like, fucking pyramid here. Mm-hmm. There are other people who are doing things all the time. And I'll, like, send something to George and be like, oh my God, how amazing is this picture? Mm-hmm. Or look at what this woman did. She, mm-hmm. you know, she gives no fucks and I want to give far fewer fucks.
And you know what? You will be so surprised at what you can do when you stop worrying about your body Hayley and I have both felt that, and we continue to feel that genuinely. Wearing string bikini bottoms might not feel like a massive impactful moment, but honestly, it so was to me. I remember, I do not remember every bikini I've worn, because fuck me, there have been a lot. But I vividly remember
all the bikinis we've loved and lost.
The bikinis loved and lost up our asses. Mm. I vividly remember it was 2017. I was in Greece with Lisa Foggin and Cheryl Baker.
Shout out.
Shout out to you guys. I stepped onto the beach in Greece. I took off my kimono. I was in a string bikini bottom, and nothing fucking changed on the beach. Just everyone carried on.
There was an earthquake in Greece later that summer. Are we sure these things aren't related?
Absolutely not. That was probably just me falling out of bed that later that night after a few cocktails. But you know, nothing fucking changed. The girls hyped me up. It was incredible. They took great photos of my ass. I went in and out of the seat. I got a great tan on my tummy. I can still remember just those things, those moments that you big up in your mind, and then you do them and you're like, oh.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
That was it. That was easy. Yeah. So just, even if something small, like, promise yourself that you will do it. When you find the resolve to do something, make that change. That's the most important thing I can say. Don't be like, oh, okay, so next summer maybe I will do that thing. Like, do something tomorrow. Like, wear something to the gym or to the supermarket that you maybe wouldn't have worn. Start making tiny changes, because I promise you, it's so liberating.
Wear something on a date with your partner. Wear the lingerie that you didn't think that you could pull off. You know, invest in something that you love.
Jump on top.
Sign up. Yeah, sign up for some class, like a dance class or a fitness class or anything that you thought you couldn't do. I've had people write to me say, like, they never learned to swim, and how can they do that now, like, in the body that they're in. I'm like, you can fucking, if anything, it's easier to float. I don't really understand, it's something to do with physics, but I think fat people float better. We've talked a lot about, like, the girls here jumping off the boat and stuff like that, but for so many people, when you've been told for so long that there's so many things your body can't do, and then you're like brave enough to just free fall into the ocean, it is so emancipating. And you suddenly remember, there's so many things I can do right now. And the idea that you wouldn't have jumped off the boat because someone could see you in a bikini, and it makes you think that you can't, but it's just a limitation you've put on yourself. Mm-hmm. So please, please just really think, are the calls coming from inside the house? Have you told yourself you can't do it? Are they coming from the media? Are they coming from people in your life that aren't very supportive and and are super judgmental and say things like, well, I wouldn't wear that? Are they coming from your family? Do you need the assistance of the squishterhood? We will exercise the voices. We will do a seance. We will burn the sage, and we will get them out of your fucking head. Please stop putting things off.
I tell you what, Hayley, if you make an appointment for a side tattoo, I will do a Zumba class.
Oh my god.
Because I would say, if you get on top, I'll get on top, but like,
who knows when I might see D anymore. We're in the middle of a pandemic. I'm sorry, as Karina would say, shout out Karina, you want me to do that in a pandemic?
in the middle of a pandemic.
She says this for everything. You're like, sorry, could you just reach for that for my water bottle? And she's like, I'm sorry, do you want me to do this in the middle of a pandemic? We love you. She is the Patronus of this podcast.
Yeah, how about it?
Okay, I will. I don't. Are we properly back in the world of tattooing again? I'm not having a bun.
Seriously, consider what you would get on your side, and I will do a Zumba class.
Okay, will we record the Zumba class?
I can record the Zumba class. That's a pledge, guys. Those are two things that we've been fearing. If we can do it, you can do it.
Exactly. And then we want to hear what yours are. I want to know what you've been doing. I want to know what you've been saying. I want to know where you are. No, but we want to know. I don't know. I've lost it. I've completely lost it. My hair is sabotaging me. I can't see the paper. It's been a long day, guys.
We want to hear Fat Chat Community at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. What have you been putting off? What did you put off and you're now doing? What are you promising to do in the future?
We will probably have one more of these special episodes that we've been recording.
Very special.
All the rules are off, and then we will be back in our little weird home studios the week after next. So if you are missing Rivki's fashion tips, if you are missing our self-care, if you are missing our Who to Follows, definitely head over to our social media, because we talk about a lot of that stuff a lot. We will be resuming usual service soon. If you fancy more Fab Chat, do not forget, we would just love it if you joined our Patreon. There are so many lovely babes over there. We slowed down the content a little bit because we have been through a lot in the last couple of months, but we are back to making content regularly and often, so you want to get over there and have a listen to it. This has been a Secret Recordings podcast, and we have new episodes every Tuesday. Don't forget, you can follow us over on social media, and don't forget to tell your friends to give us a listen, prescribe us for all their body confidence needs. Mm-hmm. Remember to subscribe wherever you're listening, and if you're on Apple, please go over, rate us 5 stars, and leave us a little review. Here is a beautiful DM message we got earlier this week.
So the message is from the amazing Samantha, and she says, "Hello ladies, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. This podcast has changed my life. I have always struggled with body confidence, disordered eating, and all the mental health issues that go alongside this. Mm-hmm. My body has changed even more during lockdown, and depression and desperation hit. Then I heard your first episode about diet culture, and I had a light bulb moment. I am now caught up on all your episodes, and my feelings about my body are slowly starting to change for the better. No scales or weight loss apps for me. Again, thank you."
Oh, thank you, Samantha. That is just so
honestly
lovely.
It made our day so much when we got that, like, to hear that we've changed so much and that we've, that light bulb moment, like, that's all we could hope. That's why we wanted to start this podcast. So thank you so much for taking the time to message us.
That's all for this week, guys.
See you next Tuesday.